Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, sharpest, best business leaders around our great city of Atlanta. I'm Tess Turin with Basica and Next Link Marketing Solutions, your host, and I have next to me host Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Insurance Group. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Wonderful.
How was that great drive-in this morning?
Excellent.
Everything I thought it would be on a Friday morning and more with the rain.
Believe it or not, though, it was pretty smooth.
It was, ironically. Oh, that's because of spring break.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right. I think the kids are out of school. That's what it is. Thank the Lord. Otherwise, I would still be trying to get here.
Well, today, guys, we have something new to share with you. We've got testimonies and angelisms that we're going to start introducing to you each and every show. And I have one for you today. And it goes like this. I have seen better days, but I've also seen worse. I don't have everything that I want, but I do have all I need. I woke up with some aches and pains, but I woke up. My life may not be perfect, but I am blessed. Just wanted to share that with you all today. And I know Angel has an angelism for you.
And my angelism is every day's good when I wake up because I'm in it.
Wonderful.
What's better than that, right?
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, TGIF, everybody.
Absolutely. It's almost 5 o'clock.
And we have an excellent show for you all today. Our guests in the studio include Celeste Johnson, CFO, financial advisor from KO Financial and Tax Services. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
How was your drive?
Very good.
A little tricky, huh?
A little tricky. A little challenging, but we made it.
I think we need to get a helicopter. We need to talk to the studio. Start picking our guests up and dropping them off out here.
We also have Sharon Spicer Evans, CEO. Good morning, Sharon, from Spicer Evans Modeling and Talent Agency. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful and very excited to be here this morning on Business Radio X.
Great. Great to have you.
Thank you.
We also have Robin Dickinson, owner and operator of Allure Dance Atlanta. You going to show us a few moves today, Robin?
I'll speak them.
Okay, sounds good. Well, first we want to start with Celeste. Tell us a little bit about your business, Celeste, and what you all do over there.
KO Tax and Financial Services is a tax, accounting, bookkeeping, all-around financial services company. We've been in business for 6 years on our own, been in the industry for over 19 years, and we have a passion to teach and to help the community learn about finances, managing their money, and managing their taxes at the end of the year.
Well, I got to ask Celeste, the name KO Tax, is that because you're going to knock the IRS out for me? Well, how did you come up with KO Tax and Financial Services?
That's an excellent question. Actually, it's my mother and father. My mother's last name is Kaufman. My father's last name is Owens, and it's a family business. And we thought we would give homage to our parents that are no longer with us.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I named it after my biz, my family.
That is very nice. So no jumping on the IRS for me?
No, not this time.
Next time. We'll talk later about
next
that.
Next time, yes.
So let me ask you, what has been your biggest professional challenge as a business owner?
As a business owner, I would say my biggest challenge has been the competition with large tax organizations, spreading the knowledge to the community, along with learning the new tax laws and codes and keeping up with the tax laws and codes. And I think that with that has been our biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to get my taxes done when I was very young with the H&R Blocks and the Jacksons of the world. But, you know, I've always found it so much more beneficial to go with a local tax accountant. And I've, the same lady who's been doing my taxes since I moved to Atlanta. She does an excellent, excellent job.
She sounds like a woman that's never been audited, right, Celeste? she does an excellent job.
That's exactly right, and gets me back all the money she can.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you something, Celeste. Now, you said that you named your business after your parents.
Yes.
Kind of an homage to them. What made you get into the financial services business from somebody that has a couple of financial services licenses?
Well,
what were you thinking? Because I was required to get my licenses.
What I realize is that money never sleeps. You know, it's something that we're always going to need to accomplish things, to get things. And so I looked around and says, you know, what is out there that we're always going to have? If you ever create a need, you'll never go out of business.
Absolutely.
So that's why I got into it. It's just actually, I like finances. I like accounting. I like working with numbers. And I find that things that you have a passion for, that you enjoy doing, you don't mind working for it.
Right. Or it doesn't even feel like work.
It doesn't feel like work at all.
Right. Well, now let me ask you this. When it comes to people's financials, because I deal with people in their financials too, how hard is it for you to make people even want to sit down and discuss it? How do you kind of get them in and make them sit down and really look at their bills and their incoming and outgoing? How do you kind of do that as a business owner?
That's an excellent question. It's really making them feel comfortable. You know, a lot of people think that their finances, they determine their value by what they make, and that's not it.
Right.
And so they get uncomfortable sharing with you. So I make it more comfortable to say there's no right or wrong answers. It's about getting it right and being comfortable where you are. And I think that the most important thing is that I let them see where they are and then look at where they want to be at and how we're going to obtain that goal.
Right.
Step by step in layman terms. I don't make it really challenging to a point of using a lot large words or something. I say, you know, okay, well, what are you making today? You know, how did you spend your money today? Because you did without that. You know, is it a need or a want?
Right. And see, the challenge that I have found with that is it's hard for people to be honest with you, but it's even more hard to be honest with yourself. When you're buying $4 cups of coffee at Starbucks, and somehow you justify it, it's coffee. My grandfather turns over in his grave every day I buy a cup of coffee because I know he thinks that's the biggest waste of money when you can make a cup of coffee for 10 cents, right?
True.
So now when you get these people to open up to you, how do you kind of walk them down that path versus where you are to where you want to be?
Well, I first look at their situation, and a lot of my clients have been with me pretty much 10 or plus years.
Okay.
So I'll look at them and I say, you know what? You come in here every year looking the same way.
When
are you going to make a change?
Right.
You know, when are you going to make a change? They're looking like, yeah, I was going to. I said, no, let's do it now.
Right. I don't care if you've been stealing cars for 10 years. At some point, at least start stealing 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you need to move up over time.
So I started taking steps with them, and actually I make them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So I put them on a budget,
mm-hmm.
and I tell them, okay, we're going to touch base with each other every 3 months.
Okay.
And I actually follow up with them. That way they make themselves more accountable. And so, you know, Celeste's going to call me. I want to tell her I haven't done anything. And then I turn around and I say, okay, now let's reevaluate where we are.
Okay.
You know, we set goals for ourselves. What direction? What do you want for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the main thing. Once you set those goals and you put it down, you start writing them down. It's a difference in talking about it, dreaming about it. But once you start writing it down, you can actually see, okay, where am I, where I want to be at?
Right.
You know, I think I did that with my clients about – It's funny, kind of, you mentioned that when I think about now, about 15 years ago. Yeah, exactly, 15 years ago. I looked at my clients that came into my office and I said, you know what? Now we figured out a way to weed out who's going to make it, who's not going to make it based on credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how's your credit? And they'll say, oh, it's okay. Oh, no, it's not that good. I said, well, we need to work on that. Mm-hmm. I said, because people are going to start looking at your credit when they hire you.
Right.
When you want to buy something.
Insurance.
Insurance. Everything is going to be built around credit. So I started sharing with them, okay, let's pull your credit report. Okay, you know, the one thing about being in America, you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chances to get it right. You can always start over. You can wake up one night broke, and the next night you can be a millionaire.
Unless you're Elizabeth Taylor, right. You can start over 8, 9 times with different husbands.
Yeah. But that's about being American, is that we have opportunities to start over. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's called what ifs, you know. But the thing about it is that you're able to be, as long as you're wanting to change and make a change and take that direction, then that's what I did. Then I tell them, I think 15 years ago, I said, you know what? We're going to a cashless society. They look at me like, what? I said, yeah, we're going to cards. People are going to start putting money on cards. And they're looking at me and they said, for real? I said, mm-hmm. I said, watch. I said, they're doing it already in Europe 15 years ago. What are we at now?
Right.
On cards. Everybody wants you to use a debit card. And they started listening. And once I started telling them of heaven's foresight for them, they started listening to me. So that's, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So that's how we start.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking to Celeste Johnson from KO Tax and Financial Services. So, Celeste, do you help a lot of businesses, small businesses, with your accounting, or do you just do, you know, more one-on-one kind of a residential?
No, I actually, I specialize in small businesses.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's a couple of things I want to share with you about small businesses. One thing I look around and I say to myself, and I look at my businesses, and one of the biggest questions I ask them when they come in, I'm like, how much money did you make this year? They look up in the ceiling, I don't know that number? They don't know that number.
That number should be tattooed on their forehead.
You would think
as a business owner, how much money you made.
They don't know, or they don't want to tell you.
Right. You know how much money you made that hour, less than that year. Are you kidding?
You would think they would know that number off the top of their head. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, I said, did you make a profit? No. Well, did you keep up with what you made? Sort of. I said, I said, okay, now it's time for the 10 business commandments that we need to live by for a small business. And I acquired this and adopted this from this book called The Effortless Entrepreneur. And I'm going to share a couple of them with you, because it's really, really important when I talk to small businesses. And one thing I tell them, you need to know where your money is going, what's coming in and what's going out. You need to monitor it every quarter. We don't do that. Sometimes when I'm riding around the cities and I see businesses open up, and 6 months later, I see it close. And I says, wow, why didn't I go in there and talk to them? It's something about that money management. That's what keeps us in business, or how we manage our money. And so I said, okay. So one thing I said, one of the three things I'm going to share with you right off the top about businesses. And I said, my first one, my main one is never sacrifice health, family, or friendship for business reasons. It's important to accept that your life shouldn't be defined by what you do and how much you accumulate. And my next thing I said, that it's okay to make mistakes. Learn from them and just don't repeat them. But you have to learn to make mistakes. You have to make mistakes to learn what works and what doesn't work in business.
So true.
And the next thing I said is start with a vision, create a strategic plan, and live by it. Most people don't have a vision. They have dreams. And we need a clear vision to make it happen. And that's what we fail to do. We have great ideas. We have a passion. When people I watch for small business, it says, oh, I'm good at painting. I'm going to open up a painting business. But they never think about what it takes to do the painting.
I tell people all
expenses.
The time, I specialize in business insurance. Most business, quote unquote, owners don't actually have a business. They have created themselves a job. There is a difference. If your business cannot run without you, it's not a business yet. It's just a job you got to be at every day. It is absolutely no different. I have a joke for you, Celeste. Why do most businesses go out of business? They don't make enough money. That is the only reason you would go out of business.
It's true. And, you know, they don't surround themselves with professionals like Celeste, professionals like you, Angel, you know, with the insurance, professionals like me that can help them with marketing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to, you know, small businesses have to, you know, surround themselves with professionals that are experts in what they do. And all together, you know, they
and take advice from those people.
That's right.
Do not take money advice from people who are broke. And do not take life advice when your relationship with divorced people or people who are single.
I'm just saying. I agree.
I mean, I'm just that is a creed to live by. Fortunately, most people do not live by that creed. So, and you said you've been in hot business how long, Celeste?
On my own for 6 years.
For
19, yeah.
Okay. And now, what side of town is your business located on?
My business is located in Tucker, Georgia.
Okay. And where do your clients usually come from?
They come from all over, all over the 50 states also.
Okay. Oh, and let me remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist with the Nallen Group. And my co-host is Tess Turin, marketing advertising expert with NextLink and Basica Marketing. And we're speaking with Celeste Johnson of KO Tax and Financial Services, is trying to help some people save some money and live a better life. At least that's the goal anyway, right?
That's correct.
Trust me, I understand. Tell all the listeners out there how they can find your business. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, we're really big on social media. You can find us on Facebook/KO Tax and Financial Services. Please like our page. You can also see us on Twitter at TheTaxLady09 is our Twitter handle.
TheTaxLady09.
I love it.
It. And you can also find us on our website, KO Tax and Financial Services. We offer free consultations. You know, if you want to get started, you want to know what's going on in your business, how to start it, how to stay in business, we're the people you need to talk to.
Thank you again, Celeste, so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And our next guest is Ms. Sharon Spicer Evans and Beverly Shepherd from Spicer Evans Models and Talent Agency. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your model and talent agency.
The Spicer Evans Model and Talent Agency was founded in 2012. And what we do is we book upcoming models for exciting promotional work for major hair companies, fashion and trade shows, along with major magazines and print work.
I've seen some of the models that you have on board, and I'm going to brag on you a little bit. One of your models that you previously did some projects for was on America's Top Model. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other models that you have on staff and kind of your demographic?
Our demographic really expands throughout the Gwinnett County and the Atlanta metro area. We use models starting from age 5 and up. And it just depends if that model is interested in being a runway model, if she has natural hair. We're looking for models for our Naturally Hair brand company, as well as if that model is interested in commercials. We train them for commercials. And by the way, we do have three models that's part of the Naturally Free commercial for a new hair product, which is now out on the market. You can find that hair product online, or you can also go into Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens to pick up that product.
Now, do you do any men models and talent as well?
Yes. Tess, I'm glad you asked that question, because on Saturday, April the 5th, we have a major casting call and also an open house where the Spicer Evans Model and Talent Agency has collaborated with the Gwinnett County School System, whereas we invited out the middle schools and also the high schoolers to come out and share our open house, so we can share with them our workshops that we will be having in the weeks to come, as well as we're casting for young men starting from age 16 and up for a new hair care product, which is coming out on the market, which is Proline Men Hair Care.
Sharon, I've got to ask you, because everybody thinks they can be a model. It's kind of like, just because you're pretty or your mama told you was pretty doesn't make it true, right?
That's correct.
So explain to us how you can distinguish the difference between someone who just happens to be attractive but necessarily can't be a model, or what may not be a, you know, traditional beauty, but they end up being on the cover of a Vogue magazine?
Well, when it comes to modeling, Spicer Evans Modeling Talent Agency, we cast all different types of models. You can be very versatile. It just depends on what the look is and what those particular companies are calling the agency for at that particular time.
Right.
However, Spicer Evans, I did say that we use kids models. We do use full figure. It could depend on your cheekbones, your neckline. It could be based off of your hair. We also have hand models.
Yeah, because everybody can't necessarily do print, because everyone doesn't photograph well.
That is correct. So the modeling field has really taken a turn. It used to be you had to be tall and thin. But now...
No, not thin. It was... pencil.
Anorexic.
That is so true. That is so true.
Yeah, thin is relative.
Yes, but if you look in the magazines now, you see all different shapes and sizes.
Like in the real world.
Yes, and it is very it's very diverse now as well. So if you have the personality and if you have the drive and the passion and you really think that you look like the model, look like a model, you have an opportunity.
And don't just listen to your mother.
That is correct.
Yeah. And let a professional tell you, right, that you are model type.
So, Ms. Sharon, you actually lived it. You were a runway model, right?
Correct.
So can you tell us a little bit about your experiences being a model?
Oh, okay. I would love to. My experience being a model, I started out in Columbus, Georgia. And when I graduated the Mabel Bailey School of Modeling, I moved to California. My husband and I did runway shows. We also had a modeling agency called Magnifique Promotion. We decided to move back to Atlanta, Georgia, and we formed the Spicer Evans Modeling Talent Agency.
Well, look, when we were talking about modeling earlier, I had a, let's just say, a short-lived stint in modeling. I think I was in high school, that, like, Dillard's teen board thing. I went out for it. I think they paid, like, $100 a Saturday, which was, well, I'm young. It wasn't that much money, but I thought I would do it anyway. But the thing that threw me was, and I was, like, 115 pounds. They said I was, they thought I was a little heavy. I was like, yeah. So, I mean, even then, when I, as thin as I was, they really thought I wasn't thin enough. And I don't think people realize that's like work. It's not just makeup and hair. And how do you deal with the models that come in and think they just gonna come in one day, be pretty, and then put on this great show, and they don't understand everything that goes into making that show happen?
Yes. With our agency, we prepare you. We bring you in for workshops. We do one-on-one.
Okay.
We have different models that work with you to help you develop your own unique walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We learn you the turns, the proper way to sit, how to act. We take you through poses.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you are out in the public or you're out in front of the cameras, you know how to act.
I think everybody needs that class. That's a teenager, yes. Whether they're a model or not, right?
That is correct. And we do have an open house again on Saturday, April the 5th from 2 to 4.
And Angel, I think one of the unique things
is
that with the diversity of Spicer Evans Models and Talent Agency, she has top-notch artist and makeup artist, cosmetologist, they're all there on site for sort of a one-stop beauty makeover. So even if you walk in and you're not the most naturally beautiful person,
right,
you'd be amazed after the Spice and Evans transformation.
Men have no idea there's no such thing as natural beauty. I had a guy tell me very recently, I like your hair better the other way. I was like, my hair? I'm thinking that wasn't my hair, but okay, why not? Well, let's just go with it. So, Beverly, tell us, what is your role at the Spicer Evans Model Agency?
I am the Chief Communications Officer.
Okay.
And Tess remarked earlier about having the background in marketing and communications, and I come from a background of corporate America. Working with the Spicer Evans Models and Talent Agency has been very enlightening because it allows you to see the artistic transformation that you don't always get in corporate America because of the structure. But again, walking into Spicer Evans, you get an appreciation for that artistic transformation and that development.
Speaking of artistic transformations, I know you guys have a big show coming up, a big hair show that you guys are involved in. Is that right?
It was actually the Bronner Brothers International Hair Show.
Oh,
which
can
is
you
one
tell us
the,
a little bit about that?
Ms. Spicer Evans could also chime in, but it's one of the largest hair shows in the United States. And more than half a dozen Spicer Evans models were chosen to be at that show recently. And they flanked the ranks of people like Marlon Wayans, the comedian,
mm-hmm.
and Bobby Valentino, the singer. And it was just a fantastic way to, again, portray the Spicer Evans agency.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Miss Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with, I'm sorry, guys. We're speaking with Miss Sharon Spicer Evans and Beverly Shepherd from Spicer Evans Models and Talent Agency.
Tell me, Beverly, how did you go from corporate America, which, for the record, you have a great voice, from corporate America, because from someone that comes from corporate, it's a very different world. It is structured. It is fun. Let's just say that in case I ever need a job again. But how did you go from corporate America into modeling where I don't want to say the beliefs are different, but you know, corporate America is very different. It's about the bottom line, the money, the this. Whereas with modeling and talent, it's on an artistic level. How did you transition from corporate America into that role?
Well, I've not totally left corporate America. However, I was just inspired by the dedication and devotion of Sharon Spicer Evans. And to reflect on some comments from your former guest, it's not just about art.
Right.
It's also about business. Mm-hmm. So even behind the modeling business is more than just a pretty face.
Right.
She's there in the business of having a successful business as well. So I've been able to bring some of my strengths from corporate America and utilize those in an artistic field like modeling.
I had a conversation very recently with some girlfriends of mine because, you know, I'm an insurance agent and I specialize in business insurance. But, you know, people insure everything, right?
Yes. That's
I mean, Tina Turner insured her legs.
Absolutely.
Yes. And she did. J-Lo insured her butt. She did.
And there's football players who've insured their hair.
Exactly. They insure their arms. I mean, models insure their bodies. What is the model? They call her the body. I can't think of her name. I can see her face. The Victoria's Secret model. I think they call her the body. Mm-hmm. She insured her body as a whole because that is her moneymaker. How do you present to your models that, even though you may be pretty and get all this work, how do you show them the business side of it and to keep themselves on top of their game when it comes to their money and having some longevity in their career?
Well, I think, for example, Sharon, you require that your models sign a contract. Mm-hmm. So right from the start, even if you're as young as five, you're entering your own Social Security number and learning the ins and outs of that particular contract.
Okay. Now, do you have consultants that help them as they kind of grow in their career? Because I heard you say something about training them.
Yes.
What kind of training do you offer them, Sharon?
We bring them in for one-on-one workshops.
Okay.
Also, depending on the level, we have a beginner's class.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an advanced class, which means that you have had some type of modeling in your background. Then we do runway for those that's already out and doing runway shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what you call a six-hour workshop where we bring you in. We not only teach you all the basics, but we teach you as far as the makeup, how you're supposed to dress when you go out on a casting call, how you're supposed to act. For an example, you don't chew gum, or in the pictures that you take in, you don't take a picture where you have your iPhone and your hand is in the picture.
Right.
And you're in your bathroom.
It's bad when you got to teach somebody how to take a selfie in the bathroom.
You'll be surprised.
It's the worst.
Yes.
It is the worst. It is so tacky. I got to go back to the gum thing. And I know this is a little off the subject, but well, actually it's not. When it comes to etiquette, being a lady, my mother told me you never, ever chew gum in public. Under no circumstances is that acceptable. Because she's like, when you look on TV, when they see a woman playing like a streetwalker, she's always popping gum. Because it makes her look stupid. That's the reason they do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say that to my friends and guys, they think it's ridiculous. And you just said, you do not chew gum. Not because a model can't chew gum and walk, because you do not chew gum.
That's why they invented breath mints.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, I just wanted to say I commend that, because I don't think people realize it's those little bitty things. If you go into a casting call, I assume you say, hey, I don't want green nails.
Correct.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression, especially in your line of work, I'm sure.
Right.
That is correct. And we prepare them for that casting call.
How hard is it, though, to keep them on track? Because I would assume some people that come in that are pretty, they think they're going to make it. And when you start correcting them or giving them some constructive criticism, is that tough to kind of keep them dedicated and want to do it, but still be able to kind of walk them the way you want them to go?
For some of them, it is, because they think, some of them that's already out in the market, they think they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then they come around and I'll go, okay, show me, how did you walk for this casting call? And they walk in and they have their head down. I said, okay, fine. This is why you didn't make it, because your head was, you had your head held down.
Right.
And they was like, oh, that's the same thing that they told me, Miss Sharon. I was like, okay, well then, you know better.
And you did
know?
It again.
Yes, and you did it again.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just being able to relate to each and every single model on their level, because each one of them are different. And you have to have patience, and you really have to love what you do.
Absolutely.
And also, on one of our workshops, I love training models when they come to me and they said, oh, I'm going to be in a beauty pageant.
Oh, well, now you have arrived.
Yes.
You're in a beauty pageant.
So that is also one of our expertise that mm-hmm. we offer to some of our models. Mm-hmm. We give them workshops on how to enter beauty pageants.
Okay, well, tell everybody out there the best way if they wanted to kind of see. I think you have a Facebook page, right?
That is correct.
Tell all the models out there the best way to go on your Facebook, look you up, and just kind of see what you all have to offer.
Okay. To reach us, you can go to info@SpicerEvansModels.com. Our Facebook page is Spicer Evans Models. Also, you can also reach us on our Instagram page as well.
Okay.
And you can reach us by calling us at 1-888-481-4447. And for you male models and all of you high school and middle schoolers, don't forget on Saturday, April the 5th, from 2 to 4, we have an open house and a casting call with prizes and foods to talk about our workshop. And that location is 495 Indian Trail, Lilburn Road, Northwest, Lilburn, Georgia, 30047.
Well, let us thank you again, Ms. Beverly and Sharon of the Spicer Evans Modeling and Talent Agency for coming out today. And I am Angel Nowlin with Business Leaders of Today. I am your business insurance specialist with the Nowlin Group, and my co-host is Tess Turin, marketing and advertising expert with Basica Marketing and Next Link. And last but not least, we have Robin Dixon with the Allure Dance Studio. I went to Robin's studio a few months ago to a class and had a ball, and we've had a beautiful working relationship ever since. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Are you going to teach us some new dance moves today?
I can only teach you the dance moves if you come to the studio.
Well, there it is. So tell everybody here exactly Allure Dance Studio, where you are and kind of some of the classes you all offer.
We are located about 400 yards south of the Cumberland Mall, and we teach group classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning.
Okay.
Waltz, tango, foxtrot, swing, cha-cha, rumba, salsa, and Saturdays, it changes every Saturday.
Okay, so what made you get into the dance business?
I had a brain seizure one day. Realistically,
it was a woman, wasn't it?
No,
I think we needed some of the models from the Spicer Evans Modeling Agency to come over there and learn some dance moves.
That you can. It'll teach you to walk right, mm-hmm. stand up, and dancing's a lot of fun. It's been around since the beginning of time, and we like to think that we have a lot of fun at Allure. Mm-hmm. Could teach you to be a good dancer.
But are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Have you watched Dancing with the Stars lately?
I have.
Everybody can't dance.
You know, the Dancing with the Stars really did put studios like you on the map, more mainstream. And it's been just a successful show. Have you received kind of a boost in business since that show aired?
It brings awareness that dancing is there. Mm-hmm. We have received business from it, but people want to emulate what they see on television as well. So it's been a win-win for everybody.
And they think it's easy. Oh, I could do that. Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
They have no idea they practice for 8 hours a day.
Well, especially with the men, too, because, you know, the women are usually asking their husbands to come and do dancing. But with that show, I mean, there's some pretty sexy men on that Dancing with the Stars show.
Well, let me just say
that. Do you have any instructors like that?
Yes.
Right. I was going to say, there's one or two of them over there like that. Look, Robin, I got to say, you actually make it cool for men to be able to dance. It used to not necessarily be cool for a guy to take dancing lessons.
Right.
I've been to Robin's studio where I've actually seen couples, I guess, that are getting married, learning their dance. It is laugh out loud funny. But I can tell that guys are starting to kind of get into it.
Absolutely.
So how has that kind of changed your business with, obviously, with the shows? We're having the couples come in and learning to dance for their wedding now. That's, you know, the big rage on YouTube.
Wedding couples come in all the time. They're getting married. They think about dancing at the last minute, and then they and then they hustle on in, and it's like five lessons inside of 3 weeks. Not necessarily the way to learn,
right,
but you do learn. Dancing is muscle memory. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Wedding couples are great, but they come in, they do their lessons, they get married, and you don't see them again for maybe 15, 20 years.
But they're about to split up, and they just think, oh, let's take some dance lessons and see if we can't make
it until their next marriage, right?
Exactly.
That, or we get divorced couples who are looking to get back into the dating world. And the women, believe it or not, the women are at the dance studio. That attracts the guys.
Absolutely. Wherever the women are, the men will come.
Yeah.
Well, now, you said earlier that you get people come in. You were talking about muscle repetition. I don't think people realize dancing is exercise.
Dancing is great exercise. You'd be surprised how many people come in looking to work out, but they don't want to go to the gyms.
Right.
They don't want to do crunches. They actually want to get on the dance floor and work out that way. And believe it or not, we have a lot of classes that people can exercise at.
Now, tell us some of the health benefits of dancing.
It's heart healthy. It's stand tall. It's muscle memory. Believe it or not, we have four of our teachers volunteering a lot of their time for the Alzheimer's Association.
How nice.
Because they actually have a competition next month called Dancing with the Stars, sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association. And we have four of our teachers donating a lot of their time to help raise money with Atlanta Stars. And it's a lot of fun. It's competition, but it's, again, repetition, repetition, repetition.
Well, now tell us about, you were saying that you have the Alzheimer's Society. Have you done anything with any other big groups besides them?
We have. We've raised money for several different organizations. We donate special lessons to organizations trying to raise money. And it's just people don't realize how much fun dancing actually is.
So, Robin, tell us the difference between private and group lessons. And then also, too, do you offer a competition dance in your studio?
We do. First, groups are all pre-scheduled. Monday, there's a class, 7 o'clock beginner, 8 o'clock continuing education. It runs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, and then Saturday mornings for those who can't make it during the week. We have competitions and showcases at our studio. The next showcase we're going to have is March 31st, where you actually perform in front of your peers and in front of your friends and other people's friends. It's a lot of fun. You got to work hard at it, but the more you do, the better you look. Competitions, there are competitions in Atlanta. There are competitions regionally, competitions nationally, and internationally. So some people come in and they want to compete. Some people come in just to learn to dance, and all of a sudden, hey, this is so much fun. I want to compete.
Mm-hmm. And they have no idea. That's like a job.
Yeah, it's so true. It is so true. The people who come in have no idea how difficult it is, how hard it is, and how rewarding it is. Just take a look at Dancing with the Stars on television. Mm-hmm. At the very end, they all said this was the greatest experience of my life.
And they all dropped two or three sizes also, I noticed, dancing.
That's right.
That's the most impressive part. I think one of the ladies said, what's it, Lisa Rana, I think, the girl with the lips?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Married to Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the girl with the lips.
Yeah.
She said she lost like 18 pounds. She wasn't bigger than a size 4 or something crazy.
But you know what? The great thing about the dancing is that anybody can get involved, all shapes and sizes, young, old, men, women.
Right.
So, you know, that's the wonderful thing about dance, the sport of dance.
Look, let me ask you this, Robin. You said that you have obviously a lot more women than men. What are some of the, what does your dance studio provide socially for people? Versus like going to a club or
a bar.
A bar, yeah. Which I personally prefer the bar, but I'm flexible. Then I want to dance after I go to the bar.
We provide a great atmosphere for people to actually come in and learn to dance, to meet other people. And every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, believe it or not, there is a party at our studio. They're all different themes, all different parties, but it's definitely a place to go, other than a bar, to meet people and socially interact.
And get to dance and not feel like you're out of place.
That is correct.
And let me warn everybody out there, and I use the word warn on purpose. I've been to quite a few of Robin's parties. Some of them are BYOB, my favorite parties ever.
I think I've been to one of them.
Yes, exactly. We took us a couple of days to recover. We had a great, great time. Now, is there a specific kind of dance that people are starting to do more of now, or is it all just a little bit of everything?
Pretty much it's ballroom, but we also offer Chicago stepping, Greystone. Mm-hmm. Those are the primary parties. Oh, there's Zumba at our studio too. Almost forgot.
Right.
But those are the primary parties that people look for mm-hmm. when they want to do social interaction.
Yeah, I went. That's how the first time I went for some lessons, and then I saw they had a stepping party. I think it was twice a month. I literally went almost every party. I just said it was BYOB. Y'all forget? Okay.
And did you have a great time?
I had a ball. I had an absolute blast. It was the best. It was probably I looked forward to it twice a month because, one, I could bring my own bottle. Two, the music was great. And they had a class before the actual party. So you could learn the dance.
Before you got drunk.
Before you got drunk and didn't worry about what you look like. But then, so there was a lot of people there that knew how to do it. They only came for the party part. But then you could dance with these different people. And the men love it, by the way, because there's always more women. So they get to dance with every woman there. And you got to practice without, like, really practice, like, without it being strict. I loved it. I thought it was the best thing. Absolutely.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
You know why else the men love it? It's the only place on earth they're in charge.
Ooh, come on. Say that one more time. The only place. Look, at least they think they're in charge.
That's exactly right. It's the only place that they are actually in charge.
I just want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. My co-host is Tess Turin. She's a marketing and advertising expert with Basica and NextLink Marketing. And we're speaking with Robin Dixon of Allure Dance Studio in Atlanta over by Cumberland Mall. And Robin, tell everybody the easiest way to get started with your classes.
Just come on in. I mean, literally, the easiest way to get started is to just have a desire. Come on in, take a deep breath, and you'll have a great time. We designed everything that we do for you to have a good time.
Okay. And what's the best way people can either call you or look you up to try to sign up for some classes?
www.alluredanceatlanta.com, mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter. We have everything designed for you to come on in and have a good time.
Okay. And what's your studio phone number and address?
2980 Cobb Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta 30339. The phone number is 770-272-1331. The major landmark for us is Cumberland Mall and the Barnes & Noble. We're right there.
Well, and we'd also like to thank our other guests for coming out, Celeste Johnson with KO Tax and Financial. Thank you again, Celeste, for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
And Sharon Spicer Evans and Beverly Shepherd with the Spicer Evans Model and Talent Agency. Thank you, ladies, again for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
And Tess, once again, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed any part of our show and you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, feel free to go to our website, which is businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance expert. What's important to you is important to me. I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day.
And I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
Everybody out there, have a great weekend.